Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Second Kings 7, from verse 1 to 11. Second Kings 7, from verse 1 to 11. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Underline in the gate of Samaria. Then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this be?" Then he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof." And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they will save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost parts of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us." Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camps as it was, and fled for their lives. And when the lepers came to the uttermost parts of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." So they came and called unto the porter of the city. And they told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were." Somebody shout an amen. Okay? Verse 11 says, "And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within." The Bible is speaking of a time in the land of Samaria, God's people, Israel, where there was a very great famine. This famine was so brutal that people began to eat up their own children. I mean, they began to just kill their own children and boil them and eat. And they began to eat vegetables until a pint of dove's dung was very expensive. Some strange vegetables. The famine was a wild one. And God needed somebody to end the famine and bring abundance. At this time, while Samaria was famished, the camp of the Syrians had abundance of food and wealth. And Elisha stood at the gate of Samaria in those days and prophesied and said, "Thou sayest to the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley shall also be sold for a shekel." The answer to the famine in Samaria was not found in politicians and businessmen. Somebody say, the answer was not found in politicians and businessmen. Now that is one mistake we make, especially in the third world. We always think that politicians will solve our problems for us. And when we are voting for people, we vote for them with a certain mentality that they will act as some king leaders, and the next day, everything they touch will become gold and our problems will be solved all of a sudden overnight. But on this day, at this time, in this season, the answer was not with politicians, and the answer did not rest in the bosom of businessmen. The religious leaders of the day did not have the solution. Agriculturalists and other aspects were baffled by the gravity of the situation. Four lepers at the gate of Samaria carried the destiny of the people on their shoulders. I may be talking about a leper, and I may be talking to a leper at the gate of your family. I may be talking to a leper at the gate of this city. I may be talking to a leper at the gate of your town or where you come from. I may be talking to a leper at the gate of your family. That you are the one everybody looks down upon. You are the one everybody thinks no help can ever come from you. And yet, God is looking at you from heaven, and you are the one that carries the solution to the need of that family. And I pray that by the time I finish, may the anointing that came upon these lepers come upon you. May the audacity and the boldness and the courage that was on these lepers come upon you. May you defy your leprosy today. May you stop looking at yourself and look up. May you stop looking at your capacity within and look at the capacity that can come upon you from above. Can I hear somebody shout an amen? The answer did not lie in politicians. A man of God, everybody say a man of God. Come on, shout it, a man of God. People think we are pretenders, but it's not always so. Some people call us charlatans, but it's not always so. Some people say those guys are opportunists, but it's not always so. The man of God stood up and said, and what he said was almost unprecedented. Tomorrow about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley shall also be sold for a shekel. Then the Bible said, the man or the officer who the king depended upon, King Joram, depended on a certain man at this time. There were a number of them. But one of those officers was standing by him. And the man said, this thing can never be. Even if God opens the windows of heaven, this thing cannot be possible. And the man of God was angry at the man's doubt. Looked at him and said, you will see it with your eyes, but you will not eat. And we know later on in that story, when the breakthrough came and the abundance and the booty landed on the people of God, he was standing at the gate trying to control the booty, and the people in their stampede landed on him and trampled him down and killed him. So the man saw the booty, but he didn't eat. Because a prophet has spoken. The prophecy was the word of God employed to reverse the situation in Samaria. So, preaching, proclamation, prophecy, and declaration of the word of God, they change lands and nations. Preaching, proclamation, prophecy, and declaration. Preaching, proclamation, declarations, and prophecy. Preaching, proclamations, declarations, prophecies. When we speak them on the land, we change the land. We stand at prayer meetings, we speak the word of God. People call us noisemakers. Some people call us nuisance. And yet, that is the only thing the devil respects. The devil does not respect intellectual knowledge because he himself is highly intellectual. The thing the devil fears is the kind of wisdom which comes from above, God's own kind of wisdom. And God's wisdom, it is those of us who preach and those of us who believe and those of us who carry the word of the Lord in our mouth, we are the ones that speak the word of God. So every day, every now and then, you want to stand in your house, you want to stand in your shop, you want to sit in a car where you are driving, and you want to be speaking on the land. As you speak, the word comes to pass. The problem about the believers is that most of the time when we are speaking, because we don't see what is happening as we speak, we don't realize what God is doing. Now, when Elisha spoke, I don't think he himself knew that God would move lepers. Otherwise, he would have said it. He didn't know. He just spoke. That saying the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, but by who and through who, we did not know. The Bible said in Psalm 107, the verse number 20, He sent forth His word. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent His word. That means the word of God can travel. And when He spoke the word, the Lord on whose hand the king leaned, that officer who assisted King Joram, he could not receive the word. It was impossible to him. To him, it was impossible. One day, the disciples of Jesus, people were talking about rich people, and Jesus said that it is very difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And He said, it is easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Then the disciples of Jesus screamed and they said, who then can be saved? If the rich with all their money and their sacrifices and their offerings cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, who then can be saved? And Jesus said in Mark 10:27, Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. I like that. With men it is impossible for you to recover. With men it is impossible for your business to rise up again. With men it is impossible for you to come out of debt. With men, it is impossible for you to be the number one businessman in the city. With men, it is impossible for you to complete your house. With men, it is impossible for a pensioner like you to begin to move into prosperity at your old age. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. And I pray that the God of possibility will infuse supernatural faith into your mind and into your spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you begin to believe for the impossible. A leper has no interest in anything. Leper, he has no political ambition. Academically, he has been despised from his childhood. He never sat in a classroom with anybody. Religiously, the man is a religious reject at the gate. And yet the stone that the builders rejected is the one that becomes the head of the corner. And the first shall be the last, and the last shall be first. Somebody sitting here under the sound of my voice, when your family is holding a meeting, they don't even invite you because they say you are confused. When the family is holding a meeting, they don't ask you anything. They don't tell you about funerals. They don't tell you about parties. They don't talk to you about outdoors. They don't tell you when somebody is going to school. They don't tell you anything because they say you are broke and confused. But God is about to change all that. And the leper at the gate is about to carry the destiny of everybody on your shoulders. If you believe you are that man at the gate, come and lift up your hand and shout and praise Him. You see, one thing that makes people take some decisions is that they don't know how strategic they are. On that day, I don't think these four lepers knew that the destiny of the whole of Israel rested on them. No, yeah, they were going to the camp just to see if standing at the gate. But they didn't know that very soon they are going to be eating and wearing gold and carrying silver and walking in prosperity. Listen to me. There is an ordinary person looking at me who is carrying an extraordinary future. There is a natural person under the sound of my voice who has something supernatural about you. May God transform you into a new person in the name of Jesus. May the spirit of transfiguration, may the power of translation, may the force of metamorphosis come upon you in the name of Jesus. May you be changed by the dynamic power of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Wherefore may God cause you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive a revolution in your mind, a revolution in your soul, a revolution in your spirit, a revolution in your environment in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you be a new kind of a leper at the gate. Listen to me. We have a short time on earth. I pray that your life will count. I said, I pray that your life may count. May you not make yourself a vagabond on earth, moving from region to region, until after 10 years, we don't even know which region you are settling in. You are a land changer. You are a producer. You are a manufacturer. You are a proof producer. Come on, shout yes and praise. Lepers. Four lepers. I'm sure if you told people to vote, can lepers change this situation? The probability that even one person out of 1,000 would vote for lepers would be zero. And that's why they've written a big zero on you. And God has ticked a big yes on your life. Come on, clap your hands and praise Him and thank Him. Lepers. And these lepers were stuck at the gate of Samaria for years. For years, these lepers were at the gate. During the famine, their predicament was even worse. All their life, they were at the gate, stuck. Stuck at the gate. There were four leprous men. And I believe they were friends. And when four lepers meet, I can imagine their conversation. There will be nothing positive in their conversation. And there are many of you who sometimes even go suicidal because you think your life is useless and miserable. And you even think like committing suicide. These lepers were almost suicidal. And yet God had an agenda for them. Let me tell you this. There is nobody here who deserves to die. There is nobody here who God has condemned to die if lepers had hope. Listen, you don't have to die. You don't have to take your life. You don't have to write yourself off. You don't have to rule out yourself. There is still something God can do in your life. Maybe you have even been diagnosed with hepatitis, HIV, AIDS. Maybe they've told you you have tuberculosis. They've told you you are going to die. A doctor has told you you have 1 week to live. Within the 1 week, you can make history. All these lepers needed was 1 day. Everybody say 1 day. They didn't need 10 years. Can you imagine this? People worked for 10 years, 20 years, and their work was not recorded in the Bible. These lepers were useless, maybe for 40 years, 30 years. 1 day, end them a chapter in the scripture. Am I talking to somebody at all? May God give you 1 day, which the whole world will remember. May God give you 1 day, which the earth can never. Listen, the Bible said in 1 day, Joshua spoke to the sun, and the sun stopped. And he spoke to the moon, and the moon stopped. And the Bible said, there was no day like that in the land of Israel. May God give you a day that the whole of Ghana will celebrate. Receive the visitation of that day, and may that day find you ready. Come on, shout like your voice and your lungs are yours, and give God some praise. Yeah! And these lepers were sitting there. I want you to give three people a high five and tell them, every man has options. Every man, every woman has options. Everybody has options. Oh, you know, Pastor, I'm an illiterate. You see, Pastor, I'm sick. I'm not well. You see, Pastor, there is a curse on my life. You see, Pastor, I'm an orphan. So I can't do my... No, every human being has options. These lepers sat there and they said, you know what? We are lepers, but we have options. Listen, you have options. You have a choice in your situation. Don't let anybody to your left or your right determine your destiny and who you become. May God give you the audacity today to take your destiny into your own hands. May you be so courageous that you decide. Listen, decide on what you want to become. I pray that today you will receive the anointing to become. As many as believe Him, they don't only get saved, but they are given the power to become the sons of God. Receive the power to become. Receive the anointing to become. Receive the favor to become. Receive the unction to become. Receive the power and the wisdom and the grace and the glory to become. Somebody shout to become. Shout to become. Tell yourself, if lepers at the gate could change the destiny me of a city. I am a fit man at the gate. I am an anointed man at the gate. I am a man of wisdom at the gate. I am a child of God at the gate. I will change the destiny of my city in the name of Jesus. You are seated at the gate, and God has anointed you to change the destiny of the land. Come on, shout yes and praise. Those lepers had options. You have options. I said you have options. I said you have options. The doctor may tell you we cannot do anything about your case. Tell him, doctor, I have options. The lawyer may say we can't do anything about your case. Tell him, lawyer, I have options. The banker may tell you your case is a hopeless case. Tell the banker, I have options. Your boss may tell you you are fired and this is your end. Look at your boss and say, boss, thank you very much, but I have options. We have options. We have options, number one, to remain seated at the gate and die. You have options. Option number one, remain seated at the gate and die. These kind of people are stagnant. They don't want to take any risk. They are stagnant. They don't want to take any risk. Sit at the gate, die. Just remain there. Be totally indifferent. But option number one, it will kill you. Option number two, enter the city and starve. Enter the city and starve. So option number one, stay at the gate and die. You don't want to take any risk. Option number two, enter the city and starve. These are the ones who allow themselves to be absorbed into the stack system. They settle for the status quo. You have no advantage whatsoever when you allow yourself to be absorbed into the world. May God give us one rebellious person in the house who will look at the system of the world and rebel against it. You will look at what is happening in your environment. You will look at what is happening in your city. You will look at what is happening in your town. Slap your chest and say, minus me. Square your shoulders. Look at that system and say to the system, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. And you will look at the mountain, and every mountain shall be brought low, and every valley shall be exalted, and the crooked place shall be made straight, and the rough place shall be made smoother, because you are coming, and you are anointed to be a changer of the land. You refuse to go into the city. You refuse to be like them. You refuse to speak like them. You refuse to eat like them. You refuse to dress like them. You refuse to think like them. You refuse to go back into their system. You hit your chest, pound your chest, square your shoulders, look at them, stick your eyeballs on their eyeballs, and with the courage of a lion, like the righteous shall be, as bold as a lion, and tell them that this is a new day. I refuse to be like you. I refuse to sit where you are sitting. I refuse to be absorbed by the system. I refuse it. I refuse it. I am not coming into the city. You cannot bribe me to come into the city. You cannot coerce me to come into the city. You cannot intimidate me to come into the city. You cannot water down my faith. You cannot water down my boldness. You cannot water down my courage. I am a lion, and I'm facing a Goliath, and I am ready for Goliath, because yesterday I killed a bear, and the other day I killed a lion, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like a lion and a bear. I have seen many things. I have gone through many things, and I am intimidated by nothing. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Come and clap your hands like they belong to you, and shout like your voice is yours. We said to the north, give up, and to the south, give up, and to the east, give up, and to the west, give up. We command the clouds to release rain upon the land. We command the clouds to shake, and we command the heavens to shake, for the time of the shaking is now. All things shall be shaken, and the thing that remains shall remain. the city and star. Go to them and be absorbed by them. Allow them to think for you. Option number two. Allow them to decide for you. Option number two. Copy their language. Option number two. Walk in their fear. Option number two. Stay in their backwardness and their retrogression towards nowhere. Option number two. Sing their song, eat their pie, and taste their butter, and smell their incense. Option number two. Shout their slogan, poverty, and if we get food, we are okay. Tell their stories. Repeat their riddles. Be like them. Give your children the instruction they gave their children. Command your wife and beat her up like they beat up their wives. Treat everybody as nothing. Go to the pito bar. Go to the apprenticeship bar. Find the prostitutes in every corner. Waste all your money on them. Eat and drink, for tomorrow you die. But I see a generation which is saying, we will not be like them. We will not think like them. We will not act like them. It is a new day. We refuse it. If we go into the city, we would die. Because even when there was no famine, a leper had no chance. Now that there's famine, we have no chance. We stand no chance. We will starve to death. Option number three. Fall onto the host of the Syrians. Storming the gates of hell, taking risk in life. Option number three, go where the lions are, go where the tigers are, go where the mountains are, go where the valleys are, go where the storms are. Am I talking to a storm facer? Am I talking to a storm facer? And am I talking to a storm climber? Somebody's about to face a storm like an eagle and climb the storm like an eagle. Am I talking to somebody at all? Somebody's about to look at a lion and say, this lion is a cat. Somebody's about to look at a bear and say, this bear is just a little goat. Can I hear you shout an amen and praise? Fall onto the host of the Syrians. Look at danger. Refuse every piece of advice for safety and caution. And step into danger. They are the only people who survive. The ones who enter the fire and come out. The one who hit the lion's den and hit the base of the lion's den. They are the ones who can have a conversation with lions and come out and they are different. I see somebody who 2 years from now, the world cannot recognize you. I see somebody who 2 years from now, you would have made a record and you would have made a history. I see somebody who 2 years from now, out of nowhere, you will stage a revolution and the whole world will hear you. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. Receive the power for courage and for confidence. May you be bold like a lion. I want you to shout because your voice is yours and clap your hands and scream. The gates of hell. The Syrians were a very powerful army. But they said, you know what? Option number three, we are going into the camp of the Syrians. We are going there. I imagine when they gave the first two options, one of them gave the option and said, let's sit here. Kojo said, Kwame, we cannot sit here until we die. Kojo said, I have a better option. Let's go into the city. Y'all said, we go into the city, we die. One of them was sitting now, Kweku, and said, Kweku said, there's a third option. It's a dangerous option, but there is a chance that we may live. Let's go to the enemy. Let's take a risk. Let's go to the people who don't like us. Let's go into the environment that is unfriendly. Let us go to a place where many people go and they perish and they never return. Let's go there. There is a chance that we may live. May God give us 10 risk takers in this building. May God give us people who will be going somewhere and they tell you, have you heard? People who go here die. People who go here are poor. People who go here are broke. People who go here, they never make profit. People who sell this kind of thing, they never make any achievement in life. And you tell them, that is where I go. Third option. I have an option. They will tell you, you have no choice in the matter. Tell them, I have a choice. So these are lepers with options. My Lord. When you begin to move, now these lepers at the gate are like a woman whose baby has been lodged at the gate to be delivered. And there are many things at the gate. A vision at the gate. A prophecy at the gate. A purpose at the gate. You are at the gate of your breakthrough and you can almost smell the breakthrough coming. But like the people, Hezekiah sent some of his messengers and said, go to the prophet Isaiah and take these words to Isaiah the prophet. I want you to go and tell Isaiah. And they said unto him, and the him there is the prophet Isaiah, thus saith King Hezekiah, this day is the day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy. For the children are come to birth and there is not strength to bring forth. The lepers were at the gate. It is the day of breakthrough. It is the day of giving birth. But there was no strength in the city. The king didn't have the strength. Agriculturalists didn't have the strength. Experts didn't have the strength. Religious leaders did not have the strength. But lepers had the strength. Listen to me. There is something called the lepers anointing. Receive the lepers anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The unbeliever has no strength to deliver. The unbeliever has no strength to push the baby. But you have the strength to push the baby. You have the strength to push the dream. You have the strength to push the vision. Receive that strength. Any dream that is in you, any vision that is in you, any assignment that you have been impregnated with for years, I pray right now, begin to push it. You will deliver that vision. You will deliver that dream. You are like the leper at the gate. Your vision is at the gate of your spiritual belly, your spiritual womb, your spiritual uterus has carried a baby for a long time, and I see that this is the time for the delivery of that vision. Receive supernatural strength. Then that word upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You will push and not faint. You will run and not faint. You will pray and not faint. You will speak the word and not faint. You will move with the vision and not faint. Receive that anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your discouragement is gone. Your fear is gone. Your anxiety is gone. Your oppression is gone. Stand fast in your liberty. March forward. The dream is coming to pass. You are pushing. You are pushing. You are pushing. You are pushing. You are becoming the millionaire you were called to be. You are becoming the successful man you were called to be. You are becoming the prosperous man you were called to be. You are becoming the anointed man you were called to be. The God-fearing woman you are called to be. The successful woman you are called to be. Receive that anointing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have the strength to deliver. It is time and you have the power. Come on, shout yes and praise. Lepers and people, when you begin to move, always remember that anytime you are moving, something is happening in the enemy's camp. I want to show you what is taking place in the devil's camp as I speak. We prayed. We scattered some. We paralyzed some. We froze some. I'm not talking about human beings. I'm talking about systems and devils. We emptied some. We scattered some. It is important to understand what goes on in the enemy's camp as we pray and move towards the enemy. If you don't understand it, you get discouraged. Because most of the time, what we count is our tiredness. The move of the lepers was enough to shake hell. They stormed the gates of hell and the enemy fled. I have breaking news for you. The enemy has fled the camp. You didn't hear me. I said, I have breaking news for you. The camp is empty. Witches have deserted the camp. Diviners have deserted the camp. Enchanters have deserted the camp. Occultists have deserted the camp. God arose and the enemy is scattered. Come on, shout like your voice is yours. Give God some praise. said from the verse number 5 of 2 Kings 7 that they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost parts of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore, they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and they fled for their life. As you approach the camp of the enemy in the twilight, that means rising up early. The night is a very critical point. They rose up at twilight. That is the best time to pray. You cannot pray effectively in the morning. There will be too much noise around. You cannot plan effectively during that time. There should be no time you fall asleep without knowing what you are going to do the next day. Don't wake up at 6 o'clock and start imagining what you are going to do. They rose up at twilight, rising up early and staying up late in prayer. The general practice of rising up early to plan and start the day. Number 2, go to the enemy's camp. As you go to the enemy's camp, the enemy will always hear a noise. When the lepers were approaching the camp, they did not hear themselves. How many of you know that? You see, if they could hear themselves, they would not be surprised about what happened. They couldn't hear themselves. How many of you have prayed before? And when you are praying, it looks like your prayers are hitting the ceiling and coming back. How many of you are here? When you are praying, then you find out that you are praying, Mokata makabanduri bokotori bababa, shanduri bakatori bababa. And then all of a sudden, you remember that you are supposed to be cooking rice in the afternoon. Sometimes you are praying, Mokaturi Baba, I bind the power of the enemy, I take authority over the enemy, and then all of a sudden you find yourself admiring the speaker. How many of you are there? They say we are coming against the camp of the enemy. We are rebuking the enemy, and you are rebuking. Then something tells you in your heart, I, all this rebuking crowd, where is it taking you? How many of you have been there before? And you know what? We are just like the lepers. But the fact that you don't feel it don't mean nothing is happening. I said, the fact that you don't feel it does not mean that nothing is happening. The lepers were walking. I'm sure they were even falling. Because these are lepers. These are lepers, mind you. People, you will be praying. And the prayer is a struggle. Full of discouragement. And the reason why God allows it is so that your confidence will not be in yourself or in your prayer. But you will always learn to trust in Him. So that no flesh can glory in His presence. Listen, if you were praying and your prayers look like they are working, and you are screaming and your screaming looks like it's working, and you are preaching, and you may start giving the glory to yourself and thinking you are doing something. So God makes sure that all those your prayers, all those your shouting, while you are doing it, you yourself are not feeling it. How many of you have treated malaria before? When you put the chloroquine in your blood, did you feel it killing parasites? You rather felt nausea, headache. You felt like throwing up. You didn't want to take the medicine. Taking the medicine was discouraging, but plasmodium parasites were dying. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. You are praying. You are still seeing battles. You are still seeing fights. You are getting discouraged. You are falling. The road is long and rough. But I tell you, a worse thing is happening in the camp of the enemy. Come on, clap your hands and shout. You will have to understand what is happening in the enemy's camp. The Bible said, as they approached the camp, something happened. The Lord made the Syrians hear the noise of horses and the noise of a great host and the noise of chariots. And they said one to another, the king of Israel has hired against us, the kings of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians. And they rose up and they fled. God is a specialist at making our enemies hear noise. They don't hear the noise of four lepers. They heard the noise of an army. Isaiah 24, verse 17 to 19. Glory. These are the three things God brings to the camp of our enemies. Three things. Everyone say three things. Three things. Number one, fear. Everyone shout fear. Number two, the pit. Shout the pit. And number three, the snare. God looked at the Syrians and said, fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. It shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows on high are open, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved, and the earth is moved exceedingly. I hear the sound of earthquake in the camp of the enemy. I hear the sound of an enemy. Let me tell you this. The enemy is hearing a sound. The enemy is taking a pity. You are worried because you don't know what is happening to Satan. Look at the thing. This is the prediction for warfare which God gave in the book of Genesis. He didn't say we will not be bruised. But this is what he said. I will put enmity between thee, the serpent, and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. In other words, anytime we are in this battle, Satan may bruise our heel. But if you turn around and look at Satan well, you have bruised his head. It is his head against your heel. You see the casualties we are facing? The devil has faced more casualties. Satan has lost more. Satan is more in pain. His camp is crying more. His camp is weeping more. But they are hiding it from you so that you will think you are a defeated army. But I tell you, we are not a defeated people. We are a victorious people. I hear the sound of fear and panic in the enemy's camp because they are hearing the noise of war. They are hearing the noise of horses and chariots and a great host. May God open your eyes to see. If God could open your eyes to see and open your ears to hear what is happening in the enemy's camp, you would have been shouting by now and clapping your hands by now and screaming by now and jumping by now, because it is a day of victory. But look at the way it is very easy for the enemy to convince you are miserable. They heard a noise. And the Bible said the enemy fled in the twilight. And the enemy left their camp. They left the tents, the horses, the asses, and everything in the camp. The enemy fled for their lives. And behold, there was no man there. At that time, the lepers were approaching the camp of the enemy. The famine was still in Samaria. But the enemy's camp was devastated. It is important for us to see this. Otherwise, we get discouraged. Let me go to the last part of my preaching. The gathering of the booty. May the Lord empower you to gather the booty. I said, may the Lord empower you to gather the booty. Number one, the lepers came to the uttermost parts of the camp. They came to the uttermost parts of the camp. They stood at the uttermost parts of the camp. They stood there. They could see it, but they had not taken it yet. And by the grace of God, you've seen many things. May a certain leper get to the uttermost parts of the camp today. Where you can see. You are at the uttermost parts of the camp. They came to the uttermost parts of the camp. And then, in their season, they entered one tent. I see somebody's about to enter one business. Somebody's about to enter one business. Somebody's about to enter one ministry. Somebody's about to enter one door. One door is open for you. One opportunity is coming to you. One breakthrough chance is coming to you. Receive the courage to enter the tent in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are about to pass one interview. You are about to get into something strategic and something prophetic for your time. They went into one tent, and my Bible said they entered one tent and they did eat and drink. The time for eating and drinking is now. Some of you couldn't afford your daily bread, but I said to a leper at the gate that you are entering a tent. Receive the divine favor as a leper at the gate to enter a tent and eat and drink. May food, may drink, may clothing never become a challenge to you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace to enter the tent and eat and drink. Come on, clap your hands because I am talking to you. Listen, I don't want to casually give this particular point a cursory look. Say this after me. I declare I will never lack food or drink in my house in the name of Jesus. Shout an amen. May you never get up in your life and not know what you are going to eat in the week. Did I hear an amen there? I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that anybody who has to believe God before you eat, may God open his good treasure and pour you out a blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you not exercise your faith just for corn, for rice, for soft drinks, for fruit juice, for salt, for meat, for you and for your wife and for your children in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. In the name of Jesus, shout an amen. Amen. The lepers, they went into one camp and they did eat and drink. And number four, they carried thence silver and gold and raiment. That is another level. They carried out of the tent. The Syrians went to war. Why would reasonable people carry silver and gold to a war? Do you take silver and gold to war? You take bullets and bombs. But God knew that they had to carry the silver and the gold to the war so that the lepers would come and collect it. The reason why the unbelievers and the wicked have become rich is so that when they run away, you can go and gather the booty. Are you understanding? That is the only reason why a wicked man is rich. So that their wealth will be laid up for the just. Get ready for a taking over. In the name of the Lord Jesus, reap where you have not sown. Gather where you have not farmed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, sure he is. Do you go to war in a golden chain? Golden bracelet. And I'm sure their wives fought with them that day. How do you take gold to war? They say, hey, woman, two notes. Is it your gold? I'm taking the gold. And God knew that they were taking this gold and lepers are going to come and gather. Somebody, I said, get ready for the taking over. Get ready to inherit a blessing you did not labor for. If I were you, I would clap. Your situation is about to turn around. Something about you is turning around. Jesus. They carried thence silver and gold and raiment. May you not lack raiment. May raiment and clothing come to you and to your children to cover your nakedness and to put some glory and honor around you. May you not walk in shame and in tattered clothing. In the name of Jesus, and having food and raiment, therefore, let us be there with content. Jesus said, for consider the lily of the valleys. They don't spin, they don't do anything, they don't work, they don't labor. And yet King Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one of them. Look at the birds of the air. They don't farm, they don't do anything. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And if he can care for birds and can care for flowers, how much more you that are made in the image of Almighty God? I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. They carried them silver and gold and raiment. Number five, and they went and hid it.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676766055 +233 2676766055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.